Good morning, everyone. It's about half past 10 on Saturday, the 21st of March. Half past 10 in the morning, that is. 2015. Just a quick boom. I'd like to respond to Melanie about cold callers. Do you know, they drive me up the wall. It sounds like Melanie's getting a lot. Luckily, I don't have that many. And Melanie's right in the fact that you don't feel like telling them where to go. In fact, I have done that a time or two. And I feel awful doing it, because at the end of the day, it's just somebody doing a job. But is it? Or is it a complete and utter con? Because there are people that do cold call people. And it's a complete con, you know, like there were these things going round once about those automated calls that said, to opt out, please press 5. So you press, well, I didn't press 5, but I know somebody that did, and they got a charge on their phone bill for like £10 something. It's just a scam. Just a scam to make money out of people. There are also cold callers that pretend to be from companies when they're not. My friend had a cold call, somebody pretending to be from Orange, which happened to be the phone company that she was with at the time. And they said, are you looking, you know, you do this upgrade, which she was. I don't know how they got this information. Would you like to take it? So she said yes. And the phone did come through the post and it did arrive and she got the phone safely. But something was wrong with it. The internet wouldn't work or something. So she took it into Orange shop and they said, sorry, nothing to do with us. So she says, what do you mean? You called me. No, it wasn't us. So she took it to Carphone Warehouse and they were able to trace, and it was somebody called Manila Mobile or something. We called it Vanilla Mobile, but anyway. And it were nothing to do with Orange at all. She'd still got her Orange contract, it's just that her phone weren't supplied by Orange. So anyway, that were that. I had one when we... In 2007, when we first had Sky, it must have been a few months after we had it. We had it fitted in the September, so it must have been after that. And we got this woman ringing up from, I'm from Sky, I'm wanting to contact you about your warranty and blah, 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 blah. And that were a con. And I had letters from this company, because I chased it up with Sky. Because I said to this woman, just send me all the details and this and this, which she did. And it weren't Sky at all. She said that in the letter, she says, oh, we're the insurance company for Sky. And it was something like care, a number 4 and a letter U, care for you. Something like that. It would really, or cover for you. That were it, cover for you. And I rung Sky, and of course theirs is domestic and general. And it were a complete con. And I had letters after letter from this company, this con company, saying that they were going to take me to court and everything because I hadn't paid this fee and blah, it was awful. But what you can do is you can register for free on the, I'm sure it's called the Telephone Preference Service, TPS. If you type into Google, how to stop cold calls or something like that, you can register on there. You can do it for all sorts of things. What you have to do, you have to type in your phone number, your postcode, and the first line of your address. They are not allowed to pass that information on to anybody. If you register online, you have to confirm it by using your email address. If you're not happy about putting your email address, there is a free phone number that you can call. You can also use this service for fax machines if you're getting fax calls, which I do. I get them a lot, so I've registered on there for faxes as well. You can also get it if you're getting junk mail through your post. You can register on there for that as well. So if you want to register about call, you type in your phone number, first line of your address, postcode, and then it comes up with a list what kind of call is annoying you. So there's fax machines, automated messages, cold calling, marketing calling, blah, 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 blah. And you just tick which one you want. And then off it goes. Or you can call the number. It comes up with the number on the screen if you're not happy to give your email address. Or if you type into Google or whatever search engine you use, you can probably find out the number that way. I'm sure it's a free phone number anyway. It's either an 0800 or an 0845, if 0845 is a free from your landline, depending which phone company you're with. You can also block numbers on your mobile phone as well. If you get a number that call, I have a lot of 0843 numbers that call me, or I had some some dodgy +96 numbers which I trace, and they are fraudulent numbers calling my mobile as well, and Dominic did. And we blocked those. What you do, you go into phone recents. Next to the number, there'll be a thing that says info. And in there, there's an option to block. It does take some figuring out with VoiceOver, but you can get there. So that's another way to get rid of things on your mobile. Stop them from calling you. Sorry for rambling on. I hope this has been of some help to people that get calls and stuff. And bye for now.